The World Health Organization today moved to ease concerns about AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. The WHO says there's no reason to stop using that vaccine, even though several countries, including Italy, Denmark, and Romania, suspended administering it over blood clot fears. We should note the AstraZeneca vaccine is not authorized for use here in the United States, but it is part of the global effort of COVID vaccinations called COVAX. And for more, we're joined by Dr. Seema Yasmin, an epidemiologist and author of Viral BS, Medical Myths and Why We Fall for Them. Dr. Yasmin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So Dr. Yasmin, the European Medicines Agency says there have been about 30 cases of blood clotting events among 5 million people who received the AstraZeneca vaccine in Europe. What's important to note about this finding?
So the important thing to note is that, as you mentioned, those proportions, about 5 million people across the European Union have received this vaccine made by AstraZeneca in conjunction with the researchers at Oxford University. And as you noted, Tanya, about 30 people have reported what we describe in medical language as thromboembolic events. We've also heard reports preliminarily of two deaths, one amongst a Navy officer and another amongst a police officer. And this is why, as a reaction, we've seen at least 10 European nations, and as of today, Thailand as well, saying that they're either delaying rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine, outright not going to use this vaccine, or in some cases saying specifically there are some batches that they will not be distributing. In fact, in Thailand, the Prime Minister was scheduled to roll up their sleeve and receive the AstraZeneca vaccine today as part of rolling out that vaccine across the nation. And they said, hold up, based on this, we're delaying it.
Okay. With all of this in mind, what should we make of all of this?
The important thing to remember is that there are some proportion of people who are going to get blood clots anyway, right? Who are going to get sick with some things anyway. So it's fair to say we need to investigate, but I can understand why the EMA and the WHO is saying, hold on, there's no indication that this vaccine causes blood clots, so please don't stop using it.
You do understand why people are apprehensive, though. I mean, every day there's a story about vaccine side effects. Many of them are one-offs, but they are alarming. How should people interpret the news they're hearing when weighing their decision on whether to get a COVID vaccine or not?
It's really important to bear in mind that even though COVID vaccines were developed in 10 months, which is a lot quicker than it usually takes, there weren't corners cut in terms of the actual rigorous scientific process of developing a vaccine. And so clinical trials were designed exactly for this, to distinguish early on, does this vaccine cause really bad anaphylaxis? Does this vaccine cause blood clots? So what I would urge people to remember is that we have cognitive biases that bring to mind some of the reporting we've seen that was really anecdotal. And what we have to try and do to counter that bias is keep the big picture in mind. Bear in mind how many people have contracted COVID-19, how many have died from it, and the really important role that vaccines are playing in getting us out of the pandemic. And then using all of that assessment as a way of kind of weighing the risks of a potential vaccine versus the benefits of a vaccine. And truly, the benefits when it comes to the authorized vaccine so far, the benefits outweigh the risks.
Okay, so keeping the big picture in mind is your advice to listeners. When should we start paying attention to side effects?
We should always be mindful of side effects, in that when you get a vaccine, almost for anything, to be honest, not just COVID-19, you should stick around at the clinic for 15 minutes afterwards, for example, because most reactions to vaccines happen that soon after vaccination. But otherwise, if you can, don't try and pay attention to every single news report about someone who may not have had a reaction that may or may not was linked back to the vaccine. But do be on the lookout for any announcements that come from regulators like the FDA, that come from the European Medicines Agency, announcements that come from CDC or WHO, because they're investigating now whether the AstraZeneca vaccine really does cause blood clots. And right now, there isn't evidence that it does.
Dr. Seema Yasmin is an epidemiologist and author of Viral BS, Medical Myths, and Why We Fall for Them. Doctor, thank you so much for laying all of this out for us.
Thank you.